You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
David Cobb is a college basketball and college football writer for CBS Sports on X at David W. Cobb. He joins me now via the phone line. David, how's it going?
Hey, it's going good, man. I'm fired up for the PGA Championship starting tomorrow. It's golf season in my world, so
Who you got?
Rory's the easy pick because he's such a master of Quail Hollow, and he's obviously on fire this year. There was some savagery somewhere on a billboard. No, it was in the media room, I think, at Quail Hollow, where they were like, Rory has won three times in eight events this year, which means he has a better winning percentage than like the Colorado Rockies, and then like they listed a whole bunch of other like teams that like Rory by himself is winning more than a handful of Major League Baseball teams right now.
All right, now
he's the easy pick.
You know, by no stretch of the imagination am I some golf expert, but I have been seeing stuff about Quail Hollow. It feels like players on the tour do not like Quail Hollow. What was it? Hunter Mahan said this. I guess I would say Quail Hollow is like a Kardashian. It's very modern, beautiful, and well-kept, but it lacks soul or character.
Yikes.
Like what? And then I think Justin Thomas had something to say. Obviously, he didn't get as colorful with it. Like people on the tour not like Quail Hollow? That's what I'm getting?
Well, to me, it's kind of a lame major course because we see it every year on the PGA Tour already. So the fact is, like, they had to change, I guess, what is it, the Truist Championship or whatever, which would normally be at Quail Hollow. So there's a normal tour event at Quail Hollow that has been changed this year because they're doing the PGA Championship there. Now, that's not unheard of. Like, they also will play U.S. Opens at Riviera, which is also a tour stop as well. But it, to me, like, one of the best parts of the major championships, particularly like the British Open, the PGA Championship, the U.S. Open, is that it's not at the same course every year. So typically you get to see a new course. Typically it's a really challenging course or one that you only get to see once every 8-10 years. This is one the tour pros know
right.
Very well. So like that to me takes a little bit of the luster off of it. It's not like some great mystery. I'm sure they've dressed it up a little bit for the PGA Championship and added in some wrinkles here and there. But yeah, I mean, these guys are familiar with this course. And, you know, I think to some extent it's known as like a bomber's paradise.
Yes. I think that's what Justin Thomas said. He said it feels like it doesn't necessarily require a lot of thought or strategy off the tee, just generally pulling out the driver and hit it as far and straight as possible.
Right, yeah, which another reason why you should watch Rory this week.
Yeah.
You know, obviously Bryson falls into that category too. But, you know, I like the Russell Henleys of the world and the Brian Harmans. Like, I know that makes me an extremely lame golf fan. But these guys who don't have 185-mile-an-hour ball speed, you know,
yeah.
Like, they, you know, Russell Henley and Brian Harman still hit it farther than you and I do. But, like, you know, they there's more skill involved. Like, you know, that you know if they win, they had an amazing week. Whereas Rory, he can hit 40% of the fairways and still be in contention because he just bombs it out there so far.
You like to watch guys that are more relatable. That's what I'm hearing. Even though they're not relatable in the slightest, David, I've never seen your golf game. Can't imagine it's on Russell Henley's level. You try to watch guys that you feel are more relatable to you. I like that.
Yeah, well,
it's a good strategy.
So when Russell Henley – when Russell Henley hits a hybrid and it's like 156 mile an hour ball speed, I'm like, hey, you know what? Like, that's me with my driver. Like, you know, Russell Henley's five wood or five hybrid as like a low distance tour professional is like me with my driver. So, you know, I'm like, yeah, okay, I could hit that shot.
Yeah. Now, speaking of professionals, not on the PGA Tour, but in the NBA, we have the NBA Combine going along right now. Great transition by me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pat myself on the back. This just in, I had somebody send me a stat sheet from PJ Haggerty's sort of runs in 5-on-5s. This is what his final stat line looked like in a win, 83-80. I don't think, you know, NBA scouts really care about the win, although maybe they do. This is what PJ Haggerty had in 27 minutes, 18 points, 3 assists, 7 rebounds, 2 of them offensive. He did have 4 turnovers, so that's not great, but he also got 2 steals back. So, I mean, okay. He did say after the game, according to Jason Munns, that I'm trying to take it day by day, but I am 100% in the draft. I mean, have we underestimated the chance that PJ Haggerty has to stick in the NBA, or you, even with this, you sort of feel the same?
I still feel the same, and okay. He's saying the right things. He's doing everything he can to try to get a guaranteed deal. You say you're 100% in, that makes teams look at you a little harder, take you a little bit more seriously. But ultimately, if the money isn't there, if the guarantee isn't there, you know you can go back to college ball. And look, he's not going to get $4 million. If he was going to get $4 million, he wouldn't be at the combine right now. I'm sorry. But he could still get paid really handsomely to come back to college basketball. And yeah, nice performance for him today, for sure. But I don't know that it ultimately changes what he is, which is a score first, undersized by NBA standards type of guard. And so that guy, unless he's just absolutely special as a 3-point shooter,
which he's not,
and as a distributor, which he is also not, then it's going to be hard for him to get the sort of guarantee that would make it worth staying in the draft at this point. Because really, the only thing PJ Haggerty could probably do is help his professional upside by coming back to college basketball. Yeah, especially if he plays the point guard role that he wants to play. And he may not be a finished product if he plays that at NC State or wherever it may be. But if he can show a little bit of it, add a little bit to his game, then going into next year's draft process, he could be in position to really capitalize. And so, no, I don't know. And, you know, you think about it, right? PJ could actually play 2 more years of college ball because he was a redshirt sophomore this past season at Memphis. And so, I mean, honestly, Gabe, here's the reality. PJ Haggerty could still play for 2 more college basketball teams. He could go to NC State and then go play somewhere else. Or he could go to NC State, Memphis turns over its roster, come back to Memphis. I mean, crazier things have happened. So I still think PJ Haggerty is a really high caliber college basketball player. And I think the NIL era is a perfect for somebody like PJ Haggerty, because I don't know that he's going to have a long NBA career. I know he could play professionally, be that 2-way contract, overseas, whatever, but I don't know that he's somebody that I see sticking in the league or making a ton of money in the league. But he can make a lot of money playing college basketball and only increase his professional prospects down the road. So it would just take a monster week in my mind for PJ Haggerty to really be position to go pro at this time.
The only thing I'd say back, and I understand the money thing, I think he'd be doing himself a disservice if he didn't come back to college at least for 1 more year to take advantage of, you know, $3 million, $3.5 million, whatever NC State has on the table, wherever he ends up landing. But how much higher do you really think his NBA draft ceiling can get? Like, truthfully, I mean, this is a guy who was a second team All-American, 21 points per game. Shot really good percentages, his best percentages from 3 in his career, right around 38-40%. Like, I know you say, okay, maybe he can help himself, he can only help himself, but is that in your opinion the reality of the situation?
Well, when I say that, I don't think he'll ever be a first round pick.
Sure.
I just think the NBA is so diametrically opposed to relatively small guards,
his type of player, his archetype.
Yes. I mean, it's like he's bigger than Jalen Brunson, but Jalen Brunson was a second-round pick. Why? Because of his size. I mean, it's so, you know, maybe we overthink it with these players sometimes. And hey, maybe eventually the NBA cycles back to smaller guards being back in vogue. I mean, we're just in a cycle right now from a personnel standpoint where it's all about size, switchability, versatility. Defensively, PJ Haggerty, I don't know that he has any of that. I mean, he can guard other smaller-ish guards and guys maybe up to 6'6", but you're not going to put him on bigger wings. He would be somebody that opposing teams seek out to get switches on for their bigs and stuff. So, I mean, he's not – I don't look at PJ Haggerty defensively and see a player with tremendous upside. So, you know, when we talk about – or when I talk about, like, PJ Haggerty being able to increase his professional prospects if he comes back to college – what I mean is that right now, if he were to be maybe an undrafted free agent, an Exhibit 10 guy, and I don't know that that's what he is. Maybe he helps himself a lot in this combine, and he can do better than that. Okay, great. But if I think that's kind of where he was going into the combine. UDFA, Exhibit 10,
right.
You know, that sort of territory. Well, maybe if he comes back to college, really shows that he can facilitate, shoots a good percentage on a higher volume of three, well, then maybe he's a two-way guy.
Okay.
Or then maybe he gets a guarantee in the 26th draft. You know, that I think that would be, you know, sort of a best case scenario there. And look, there is absolutely no downside really to going through this process, especially if you're a player like PJ Haggerty who knows, all right, I'm going to have a landing spot if I withdraw from the draft. And pretty much anyone who's good enough to get a combine invite knows that. So I don't really see there being a whole lot of downside to him going and exploring this.
There's one player from the AAC, though, who's transferred, who I say, please don't come back to college because I don't think it would serve you any good. Yoxel Lindebor. I honestly, as soon as he did his measurements, I think everybody had the same opinion. He should be a late lottery to maybe top 25 pick. Yoxel Lindebor was 6'9", basically barefoot, 235, with one of the best sort of, differentials with wingspan from his height. 7'4" wingspan and a 9'5" standing reach. As soon as those measurements came through, it's like, Yoxel, don't go to Michigan. It just seems like there's no reason for you to do that.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. He's somebody who should 100% stay in this draft. Just so much in the bag, overlooked nationally because he was in the AAC. I mean, familiar story, obviously, for Memphis fans. And also, I'm sure Memphis fans hearing that are kind of like, what? Like, the guy that Dane Danger dominated, he's a lock to be a first-round pick? I mean, what are we talking about? But no, he really is because, yo, he didn't have his best showings against Memphis, but there's so much in his game and in his bag. The defensive versatility is there because you mentioned the length. The athleticism is there, and his game goes out to the perimeter. I mean, he can shoot the three.
Yep.
He can distribute. I mean, he is everything that you look for in an NBA big with the athleticism, the size. I mean, he's the whole package. Now, is he a finished product? No, but I mean, he's so clearly a guy just teeming with upside. And, you know, he'll be one of the older – I think he'd be a first-round pick, and he'll be one of the older players selected in the first round. So the only thing that would really scare scouts off is age, and he's not by any means ancient. So, yeah, I'm full agreement with you. Unless the bag that Michigan is offering is just in the realm of the obscene, I think he would be well-served to go pro right now.
All right, now this is all in a run-up. It's the pre-draft process for the NBA draft. We did have the lottery – on Monday night, and I'm sure you got to see it. Top three picks, Dallas, San Antonio, and Philadelphia. Dallas gets the number one overall pick and captures the Cooper flag with a 1.8% chance after trading Luka Doncic in the middle of the season. With the way the lottery went, I think there's a lot of people calling for changes, maybe reverting back to the 25% chance for those bad teams to get the number one overall pick as opposed to the 14% chance that Adam Silver switched to in 2019 after the process 76ers took advantage of the situation. But do you feel that way? I mean, the way that these lottery results came out, do you feel like we need to change some things around?
Well, I'd be curious to hear your take on this, but my take is no. My take is we need to incentivize being competitive. And one way to do that is to flatten the lottery odds because it just de-incentivizes you to be awful. It's a lot different than the NFL where, look, I mean, we could this football season start having a tank for Arch situation going on. If he's as good as advertised at Texas and he's going to come out in the 26th draft, right? Like, and you know that if you're the worst, you get the first overall pick. And so it de-incentivizes good performance, which I don't think is a positive thing. And so the NBA flattens the lottery odds, and it's like, hey, man, like you can be as bad as you want to, but it's not going to guarantee you the results that you want. And at the end of the day, like you might have a 14% chance of getting the number one overall pick, but it's still you can only fall so far. So you're still going to have a pretty high level lottery pick, even if you had a terrible season. And this could be. Yes, Cooper Flagg is clearly the number one overall draft pick, but let's not pretend like he's the only commodity out there in this draft class. I mean,
right.
This is actually a
Ace Bailey,
good
Dylan
draft.
Harper. There's some ball players.
Yeah,
Malawach, Con Knipple, VJ Edgecombe.
Oh yes, yes, a much stronger draft than the last draft. So it's, you know, let's not pretend like, oh wow, the poor Hornets and the Jazz. Oh, they just got totally
right.
screwed. You know, I don't know. Where are you at? Do you want to go back to 25%?
Yes,
what?
Yes, I do. And I honestly, I am not completely opposed to just going one through 30 in order of worst to best. I'm not
really
opposed to that. The only thing I'd say to you about like the, you know, tanking thing or, you know, incentivizing teams to be competitive. For every Utah Jazz that sits out Lauri Markkanen to truly tank, there are Charlotte Hornets and Washington Wizards that are just devoid of talent that stink. And they're not trying to tank. They're just awful. And they need some help, right? Like, and we talk about parity in the NBA, and that's what Adam Silver's tried to create. And I feel like we're sort of moving away from that with the NBA draft lottery, with the odds that are there now. So, and also, the second part of that is incentivizing being competitive and not tanking. I think we've incentivized a different type of tanking, right? Like if you're a play-in team that's right there on the edge trying to play in, we've seen examples of this in the past. The 2021 Raptors did this. They tanked out of the play-in even though they were semi-competitive, could have made it into the playoffs because they weren't worried about the play-in. They didn't feel like they had a chance to win a championship. And Masai Ujiri said just that, their GM. We're here to win championships. We're not here for the play-in. So I think we've incentivized a different type of tanking late in the season when someone has a chance to get into the play-in or not. I mean, just look at the conversation we had about the Grizzlies, right? We said, yeah, should they just lose this game against the Mavs so they can get into the lottery and not send that pick to the Washington Wizards? Like, we were having that conversation. I think we're incentivizing a different type of quote-unquote tanking.
Was almost worth revisiting that discussion in light of the Grizzlies getting swept in the talent that's available in this draft. And you look at a team like Dallas that jumped all the way up to one. It's like, what could have been?
Well, Dallas was 10th in odds. The Grizzlies would have been 14th in odds. So everybody tried to do the one for one thing. Well, the Grizzlies would have had that pick. No, they wouldn't.
I mean, they would. They their ping pong ball would have been in the machine.
Yes,
I mean,
that's
you know
true. They would have a lottery pick.
Yeah. And we wouldn't have had to go through the misery of the false hope of game three and then John Morant getting hurt and the whole thing, you know, falling apart. If you want to have a conversation about these topics, let's start it with, why do we even have the play-in? I mean, those games are exciting. Like the Grizzlies Golden State game was exciting. I'm sure it did. I mean, I know the answer. It's money. We can sell this to a TV rights provider and make more money.
More interesting games at the end of the season, which I guess I get, but they're not that interesting. You know, like no one's clamoring to watch the 10 seed Bulls try to play into the playoffs.
It's not that interesting. The massive, massive playoff structure in the NBA, I mean, we're legitimately, 20 of the 30 teams make the postseason. And so, to me, the postseason is almost too big. So you can make the regular – people talk about regular season and load management and that being a huge problem, and it is. And they've tried to correct that by raising the threshold to make all NBA to 65 games, and they've done things to correct, you know, try to fix that. Well, I know one way you could dang sure make – sure star players are playing, it's have just eight teams in the playoffs instead of having, you know, two-thirds of the league literally make the playoffs. So it's like, you know, you see these teams like the Clippers, the Lakers, the Nuggets, a lot of these teams, they were on cruise control all season long, resting guys, only taking it half serious, the Grizzlies as well, to their detriment. And then all of a sudden it's like, all right, well, now the postseason's here. We can really play basketball. The NBA regular season has become a glorified preseason, and that's because the playoffs are too big. So you want to make the regular season more interesting, increase TV ratings in the regular season, or reduce the size of the playoffs. And all of a sudden the regular season intensity comes back, and guys are starting to care about the regular season again. I mean, I know this is kind of out there because this isn't a take that I've heard anywhere else, but honestly, you want to make the regular season matter. It's like – you know, making the postseason actually mean something. Because right now you got, you know, two-thirds of the league that gets in there, which totally de-incentivizes regular season performance. Because let's be honest, going into the year, we know which of the six or eight teams are going to be among the worst. So we can already guess which six or eight teams are not going to make the playoffs. So then really, I mean, you got 20 teams playing for 24 spots. So a lot of these teams know they're going to be in. They can put it on cruise control. And that is detrimental to the NBA product because the regular season suffers.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think the plan, like, and if I'm being honest, I think it's been a success for the NBA, you know, from a business perspective. The big issue I have, though, David, is watching the Grizzlies 14 games over 500 have to play in against a team that's four games under 500. In the Dallas Mavericks. Yeah. That to me just does not seem like that doesn't seem equitable, fair, anything like that. You've had 82 games to decide.
Well, I think they should, for the playoff structure, okay, they did away with divisions having any impact really on postseason. Well, let's do away with conferences. Do away with the conferences having any impact on postseason seeding. Do it one through 16 once you get through the play-in. Or even in the play-in, have the team with the worst record play the team with the best record, regardless of conference. You know, structure it to where the conferences no longer matter in the postseason. You know, there's not the Eastern Conference.
The Eastern Conference would lose their mind in that situation, but because you'd have all Western Conference.
I mean, the West has been so much better than the East for literally like the entire time the Grizzlies have been in Memphis. I mean, the lack of parity in the conferences, that's another problem with the NBA.
Yeah. Now, what do you think about Cooper Flagg joining the Dallas Mavericks? Give me your opinion on what that roster could look like even in his rookie year.
Yeah, how ready is he to contribute right away? Because, I mean, the whole idea with the Mavericks, if you look at a Kyrie Irving, Anthony Davis, Klay Thompson core, I mean, that's a lot of aging star power, and you need a guy who can help you right away. I think it's funny hearing the chatter, like, would they trade the number one pick?
No.
Use Cooper Flagg as Giannis bait?
Jay Williams went headlong into that one. I think it would be more likely for the Spurs at number two to use that as bait.
Sure.
You have a chance for free to grab a Cooper Flagg, I think you do that. You know? Go ahead.
I mean, he would just set him up for more ridicule if he passed on Flagg. But at this point, he's just such a punching bag anyway. It would almost be hilarious if he had just doubled down and just, you know what? No, I'm gonna trade.
The funniest thing would be Dylan Harper at number one or something like that. Grab Ace Bailey at number one instead of Cooper Flagg.
It'd be so fantastic. But no, I mean, in theory, like, he should work pretty well with that nucleus because he and AD have very different games. He doesn't step on Kyrie's toes. He doesn't step on Klay Thompson's toes. So then it's just a question of how ready do you think he is to make substantive contributions to a playoff caliber team as a rookie? Because I mean, I believe the Mavericks are a playoff caliber team with Kyrie Irving and Anthony Davis. I mean, and Klay Thompson, whatever you're still getting from him at this point in his career, like, you know, yeah, they're still, I mean, Derek Lively's a promising young player. Like they still have good talent on that team, even without Luka. Cooper Flagg could help them. It's just a matter of how much. But yeah, I mean, just absolute comedy gold to see the Mavericks bounce up there and get that number one overall pick. And honestly, if you're Cooper Flagg, you got to be pretty happy because, you know, you go and play with that group and some of those vets on that team. The star power that's there takes the pressure off of you, kind of. You know, right out of the gate, to a certain extent anyway. I think that'd be a really nice landing spot from his standpoint.
I didn't find it that funny, David. I didn't find it because one, I said this yesterday. I put this out on social media. I don't think that Nico Harrison, Patrick Dumont, the governor of the Mavericks organization deserves this after what they did to Luka, trading him and then talking trash about him on the way out, saying he drinks too much and he's out of shape and all that. I don't think they deserved it. But beyond that, just to be clear, the Dallas Mavericks and the San Antonio Spurs are the two teams behind the Grizzlies in the Southwest Division. You play them four times a year, and they have a number one and number two pick. And it made life harder for the Memphis Grizzlies. If you're a Memphis Grizzlies fan, it was your personal hell to watch the lottery shake out the way it did.
That's a really fair point. I mean, I really hadn't thought about it from a Grizzlies point of view, just because – I don't know, like the hilarity of Dallas going from 1.8% to number one after the Luka thing was sort of, I mean, just dominated my thoughts on the whole on the whole situation. But yeah, I mean, it's a really good point. I mean, it doesn't make things any easier on Memphis or on anybody in the West for that matter, because it signifies that Dallas really isn't going to be going anywhere. Even they now have their succession plan too. I mean, the Lakers have their succession plan with Luka. It seemed like Dallas might still be competitive for a short while with Kyrie and Anthony Davis, but eventually.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Especially with Klay Thompson as a part of that group, they were going to age out pretty quick. Now it's like, no, that now Dallas has their transition as well with Cooper Flagg. And so, you know, that doesn't make things any easier on the Grizzlies, without a doubt.
Yeah, I will say this, too. The NBA is not going to do a good job of leaving themselves, in a position where conspiracy theories aren't going to be at the top of the conversation.
Love it.
Well, because, like, just look at it. And I don't believe the NBA or the NBA draft lottery is fully rigged, although I have my suspicions. I'm not going to go full conspiracy theorist, but when we look at the 21st century, LeBron leaves Cleveland, they get Kyrie Irving, and then they're talking about LeBron coming back after his Heat days, and they needed one more asset. Here's another number one pick with Andrew Wiggins that we can trade there and add to it. We have Anthony Davis getting traded from the Pelicans. Pelicans the next year get number one. For Zion Williamson, and now you have Luka Doncic being traded to the Lakers, and the Dallas Mavericks get number one. So, like, they do not do a good job. And maybe, again, it's probably all coincidence, but they do not do a good job of trying to shield themselves from all the conspiracy theorists out there around the NBA draft.
A common thread throughout the situations you mentioned, the common thread, it's either LeBron or the Lakers. Involved in almost every single situation. I don't believe it's a conspiracy. I've read enough and seen enough of how the lottery, and talked to people who have observed the lottery process to believe it's not a conspiracy. But I think it's like, I don't mind the discourse. I'm not going to call people stupid.
I see a lot of people in our positions that will just say, I can tell who's stupid and who's not by who thinks the lottery is rigged. I do not blame in the slightest people who think that the lottery is rigged, with Patrick Ewing to the Knicks and LeBron James to the Cavs and Derrick Rose to Chicago and Victor Wembanyama to the Spurs. This thing this year with Cooper Flagg being the replacement for Luka Doncic with the Mavs. Like, I'm not here to call people stupid for thinking what they think, for believing in that conspiracy theory, because there's a lot of reasons to believe in it.
Well, fair or not, the NBA, there's a perception problem with the NBA, and I had no idea this was just going to turn into us talking about all the
sure.
NBA's problems. but there is a perception problem with the NBA that it is more of an entertainment product than an actual competitive league, that it is first and foremost an entertainment product rather than a competitive league. And, you know, look, you go back to some of the officiating issues and some of the stuff that if you really look behind the curtain there, some of the yellow flags with officiating, going back, you know, 15, 20 years to some game fixing stuff and sort of some of the things you learn about the officiating, you know, through those stories, and whatnot. And then, you know, the lottery puts it up for discussion, just the never ending emphasis on major markets and high markets and superstars and getting the superstars to high markets. And, you know, the reasoning behind all that is financial, and hey, we can get the best players to the biggest markets, we can make the most money, and it's just, you know, it's some people think it's the WWE, and
right.
when something like this happens and Dallas jumps to number one, you know, then people really put on their tinfoil hats. And so, yeah, I mean, I think it's more of a perception problem for the NBA than the NBA actually going out and actively rigging it. But it's something that they got to be aware of. If there's a way to bring the public into the process and bring them into the room and have them observe the way it's selected, be out there about that. I mean, the NBA is good on social media. You can take fans behind the curtain, and I know you won't convince everybody, but the more transparent you can be, the better.
You bring up a great point. The perception as a you know, made for TV entertainment league. I think that's true because, like, if I'm ranking off-season, regular season, playoffs. Playoffs, of course, are at the top. But if I'm picking between the off-season and all the drama that comes with that versus the regular season, it's off-season every time. Seeing where players are going to move, seeing what trades are on the table, all the rumors that come out, all of the nonsense mm-hmm. they get to when they're off the floor and away from the team facility for a while. Like that's always been an issue to me. It feels like the off-season has a bigger effect on the entertainment market and the casual NBA fan than the actual product in the regular season does.
And some of that is to the NBA's credit. They're able to make their league a year round fascination
sure.
because you go from the draft to free agency to summer league. With summer league is like a huge deal now. And then three weeks later, you're reporting for training camp, and then the season starts. And so no professional sports league has done a better job of being a year round production than the NBA. And so I actually think there's lessons for other leagues to be learned from that, because if you look at it from a financial standpoint, you cannot question the NBA's success. I mean, the guaranteed money that these guys are getting now is obscene, and that doesn't happen without the NBA being really solid from a business standpoint. But their credibility is most certainly on shaky ground as a competition product. And,
yep.
you know, and this is a part of that problem. And I'll say this too, like, college basketball could learn from the NBA with respect to off-season player movement, because the reality is a lot of this is happening. The portal movement
yeah,
is happening
lean into
in college
it.
Basketball while the NCAA tournament is going on. I mean, for crying out loud. And if you could just push that back into the off-season somehow, some way, then all of a sudden you got a lot more discussion around your sport. The month after your season ends, you're still captivating college sports fans. Whereas, you know, now it's like, man, by the time the national champion is crowned, 60% of the top 100 players in the portal are already committed.
Yep. Fantastic discourse. Fantastic discourse.
Yes.
I appreciate it. David, thanks for joining. We'll talk again Friday.
All right, man. Sounds good.
Yes, sir. He is David Cobb at David W. Cobb on X, college basketball, college football writer for CBS Sports. And he's brought to you by Oxbow every single Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. It's a family-owned and operated retail store. It's been making waves in Memphis for over a decade. And this summer, they're loaded up at Oxbow. Fresh gear for guys who don't sit still. First up, Poncho, their best-selling fishing apparel line, built for the wild and made for those who chase adventure. And then they have some events. You can go check out their events at shopoxbow.com, but I'll tell you about them right now as well. May 23rd and 24th, they are teaming up with Milwaukee Boot Company for a two-day event celebrating rugged craftsmanship and boots that don't quit. Then, a few days later, 29th and 30th of May, make sure you stop by their Mizzen and Main Trunk Show. They'll have giveaways, warm weather staples, All of that built for comfort and style. Don't miss their newest arrival that I've been telling you about, Wolf and Shepherd. Nice shoe line where athletic performance meets dress shoe polish. Those shoes, Rob Gronkowski wears them. They're sleek, sharp, and comfortable enough to run a 40-yard dash in. Just don't tear your hamstring. Sizes are up to 15 for Wolf and Shepherd. Plus, just in time for the Laker beach. I'll be going to the lake this weekend. I'm headed out to Pickwick, so I need to get my Yeti out of the shed. But they have new drops from Yeti, other cooler brands. And when you buy a cooler from Oxbow, all you have to do is show them proof that you bought it from there, and they throw in free ice for life. So you don't have to stop by the gas station to buy a bag of ice. You can go to Oxbow and handle that there. They give you free ice for life if you buy a cooler at Oxbow. Oxbow is anchored in Memphis. Find them at 964 June Road in person or online at shopoxbow.com. That's shopoxbeau.com. Now, Memphis and Arkansas. Are we getting a game played? We'll talk about that coming up next. It's time to go sign up for a membership at LA Fitness. And whether you're a workout warrior that's trying to set a new PR, squatting or benching, or if you're going to run a marathon, or if you're just like me, you're trying to lose some weight, keep that blood pressure down, LA Fitness is the spot for you. They're offering a three-day free trial if you go to LAFitness.com. There's 7 Memphis area locations to choose from. There's always going to be one close to home, close to work. You can join for $0 down and only $24.99 per month. $24.99 note is for a single club membership. To visit all clubs, $29.99 per month. So you can visit all of them as well. Take advantage of everything that they have. They have babysitting at the kids club for $10 a month per child. You know how cheap that is if you've ever paid for childcare. But make sure you join now. $24.99 per month, $29.99 if you want to visit every single club. $59 annual to access any single club in the Memphis area. Membership auto renews and requires first and last month's dues at joining. Additional terms and conditions apply. But make sure you go sign up at LA Fitness. Now, according to Hitman Hoops, Memphis, with the help of St. Jude yet again for the second straight year, is working toward finalizing an exhibition game with Arkansas that would take place in Memphis at FedEx Forum prior to the 2025-26 season. This will be the first time John Calipari, played Memphis since he left for Kentucky at the end of the 2008-2009 season. The source that talked with Hitman also said that there is steam toward the idea of former Memphis players from Calipari's teams being honored during the game. St. Jude, of course, helped organize the exhibition game last season between Memphis and North Carolina on the men's side and Memphis for South Carolina on the women's side. I absolutely love this idea, adore this idea, and I think the biggest thing for me is just seeing the former players under John Calipari, the guys we hold closest, the Derrick Roses, the CDRs, the Antonio Andersons, all those guys being in the building, getting honored. That's a fun idea and very fun for the fans and should bring fans to FedEx Forum if that's ultimately where it is played. I'm excited for this. If this ultimately gets through, it feels like we're getting closer and closer by the hour.
Yeah, I think this is a phenomenal idea, and it's time to have John Calipari back in Memphis, yeah. And I think to give props to that 2007-2008 team, the best team in Memphis Tigers history, really. I understand that they didn't win the championship, and it technically never happened, but it happened. We were there. We watched it with our own eyes, and yeah, I hope CDR's there. You know, Derrick Rose, Antonio Anderson, Robert Dozier, Donnell Mack, Joey Dorsey,
yes,
Sean Taggart, Willie Kemp, Andre Allen, the entire team, Pierre Henderson Niles, like he was one of my favorite Tigers back in the day too. It would be fun to see other faces as well that have been in Arkansas games. Like Jason and John went over a couple players that they would like to see be back in the arena when John Calipari comes back. I understand that some people still may have feelings toward John Calipari. I did for a very long time. I was pissed off at him for a decade, but it has been a long time since that decision was made. And ultimately, you know, I was talking to my dad about it when the news broke, and he had a good point. He was like, if John Calipari had gone to Kentucky and won multiple times, I think you would have different feelings.
Sure.
About it. He won once.
Yeah, he won
one time, and he didn't win with the team that he took from Memphis, because that team that he would have had the year that he decided to leave the University of Memphis would have probably won the NCAA tournament. They would have been unbelievable. It would have been that Kentucky team. And
without John Calipari, you never experienced the highest high of Memphis basketball history. Like, in the end of the day, I think that should shield him from the overwhelming people that still hold against the way he left. Well, again, like hold that against him
and
the way he left.
He would be coming back to try to help one of our greatest city institutions in St. Jude. Like, he's coming back for a good reason.
Right.
He's with Arkansas now. It's not Kentucky anymore. I think this is a phenomenal idea. I would love to honor that 08 team and other Tigers that have played in this Arkansas series. Very much like the Louisville game, Memphis should be playing Arkansas on a regular basis.
That's what
this
I'm
needs
saying.
To be a
two,
thing.
The two things I wanted to mention. Definitely play on a regular basis. Hopefully this can lead to actual regular season matchups and maybe a six-year deal like Memphis and Louisville struck up. But also, I want to – this is toward you, the listener, the fans out there. This is an event that St. Jude is trying to get going. And St. Jude, I talked with everybody behind the scenes at ALSAC and the people that are funding this thing. They want this to be a regular season invitational tournament
right.
hosted in Memphis where Memphis gets to be the host team in the host city. Support this thing, truthfully. This would be good for our economy, good for the University of Memphis, good for the basketball program, good for national eyes on the city of Memphis, maybe good for tourism. This, to me, is an opportunity for you out there to create something for the city of Memphis alongside St. Jude. And I feel like last year maybe missed the mark a tad bit. That's why they're running it back as an exhibition this year. Mm-hmm. But hopefully this year you can get the butts in the seats and ultimately make this a yearly thing, a potential invitational tournament in the out-of-conference where Memphis is getting marquee matchups.
Yeah, I think last year may have missed it just a little bit because
I still thought it was great.
It was a late announcement, and there wasn't a ton of time between announcement and the actual game being played. And listen, UNC is a big name. It's a big program, but there's no real ties that the city have to it. Bringing back Calipari, it being Arkansas.
It's different for sure.
And the idea that the 08 team is going to be in the building, the 07-08 team, I think is going to bring a crowd. People are going to want to be there. I want to be there. You've seen people on social media say, yeah, I absolutely want to be in the building for this type of game. And listen, maybe this is a pathway, too, to get Rick Barnes in Tennessee on board. Listen, man, come to the city, help out St. Jude.
Yeah.
If you say no, you're not helping St. Jude.
Yeah, I still think there's a slim chance of that.
It's so stupid.
I know. It is. But I love this. I adore this, quite frankly. And I think it needs to be supported because a year-in, year-out invitational tournament, which is what St. Jude ultimately wants, would be so good for this city, so good for the program. It would be good for everybody. I truthfully believe that. Truthfully believe that. Now let's go ahead and grab a final break of the show, and we'll come back, get to small talk, and also talk some NFL schedule release. That's on the other side. SmokeSlam 2025 is on the way to Memphis this week, and the world's ultimate barbecue showdown is back May 15th through the 17th at Tom Lee Park on the river in Memphis. 75 teams are competing for the biggest purse in barbecue competition history. $250,000 is going to be on the line, $250,000 on the line. But it's not just a barbecue competition. You need to bring the whole family out. It's an immersive experience you'll love. You'll get all the barbecue you want to eat by the best barbecue makers in the world. But on top of that, you're going to have a big old Ferris wheel, fairground fun for the kids, fireworks every night. There'll be book signings, unique meet and greet opportunities from Melissa Cookston, the 7-time world barbecue champion. But of course, I think the main thing, there's going to be barbecue for everyone. And there'll be great music lineup. Shane Smith and the Saints, country music giants Big and Rich, Waylon Wyatt, Jambi, Southern Avenue, among others. Three-day passes and single-day tickets are on sale now. They're going fast. You can also get VIP experiences. If you want three-day passes, single-day tickets, or those VIP experiences, there's one place to go. Go to SmokeSlam.com. Again, that's SmokeSlam.com. Old Dominic Distillery is the best in town. They have great spirits, and when you show up to your local liquor store, get a bottle of Old Dominic. They have gin, vodka, toddy, whiskey, bourbon. They have multiple versions of that whiskey, four normal, and they always have some in rotation. But I want to point you in the direction of the events they're going to have coming up soon. Go to olddominic.com to check out all of this, but I'll tell you about it as well. May 16th through the 18th, in honor of Barbecue Fest, they will have a barbecue old fashion pork shoulder wash Tennessee whiskey with maple syrup and black walnut bitters. Make sure you get over to enjoy that. May 17th is World Whiskey Day. They'll have a special at the bar, build your own old fashioned. Your guests can pick whiskey, syrup, bitters from a special menu, and the bartender will build a discount of $5 off for tours booked that day. Code WWD is the code that is active now, so guests can book their tours in advance for that day. Go to olddominic.com to do that. And then they'll have live music. They'll have a live music series on June 6th. They'll have live music at the main bar from 6 to 9 p.m., Pam and Terry. On June 14th, they'll have live music at the main bar again from 6 to 9. That'll be Merritt Cook. And then June 22nd, Songwriters Night in the Parlor from 4 to 7. They'll have three artists. All will have 30-minute sets. Go to olddominic.com and make sure you go visit them at 305 South Front Street right there on the riverfront. You can book a tour and tasting at olddominic.com and just show up and grab a craft cocktail at the bar. They will invite that as well. But Old Dominic Distillery wants me to tell you to come by and say hi. All right, now let's go ahead and get to small talk. And Small Talk is brought to you by Conway Services, reputable service available 7 days a week. Now, we have the NFL schedule release coming up tonight. It'll be right when we get off air, well, at 7 p.m., an hour after we get off air on ESPN and ESPN2. But what we have seen, we have all the international games about ironed out. The only one we don't know about is Sao Paulo in week one is the Chargers. Actually, I believe it'll be Chiefs Chargers. I think we just got that news. Chiefs Chargers will be free on YouTube. That's going to be very interesting to see. I don't know what the idea is there, but YouTube, no subscription to YouTube TV. You can get it free on YouTube. But what I have noticed, we have Vikings twice, one in Dublin, one in London. The first one, September 28th versus the Steelers. The next one will be October 5th in London. That'll be against the Browns. And then the Vikings also have one on Netflix on Christmas Day. They are trying to throw out, for some reason, feels like they are pushing.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Forward, the Minnesota Vikings this year, year one under J.J. McCarthy. I found that to be a strange way to go about things for Roger Goodell and the Shield, the NFL. I don't know why the Vikings are out there. I know they won 14 games last year with Sam Darnold, but how do we feel about J.J. McCarthy sort of picking up where Sam Darnold left off last year?
I have no idea what to expect from him. I genuinely have no idea what to expect from J.J. McCarthy. I think the Vikings, as a whole are a very good team, but ultimately it's going to, their success will be how good is J.J. McCarthy. I do think it is kind of funny, though, that the NFL's like, listen, y'all hated the Jags. Yes, you hated the Jaguars.
So all of our international friends, we'll send
sorry.
You the Vikings.
That's on us. Hand up, that's on us. We're going to send you an actual good football team in the Minnesota Vikings.
That makes sense. J.J. McCarthy, I think, can do okay. All he has to do is get into the play-action stuff he did at Michigan.
Just don't turn the ball over.
I mean, I don't see why he can't do what Sam Darnold did for the most part. It's a sort of it's an easy offense that they sort of expand as you start to understand it a little bit more. I know he was hurt, but he has a year of understanding what Kevin O'Connell has done. I think it's a big unknown, though, like you said. But also on the international circuit, we're going to have another London game, another two London games. Broncos versus Jets, Rams versus Jags. They're still sending the Jags to London. And then in Berlin, you'll have Falcons versus Colts and Commanders versus Dolphins. On Christmas Day, you'll have two games on Netflix, the early ones on Netflix, Cowboys at Commanders, then Vikings at Lions. Then on Amazon Late, you're going to have Broncos at Chiefs. Of course, we'll see the rest of the schedule releases, Thanksgiving and everything else coming up here at 7 p.m. Before I let you go, though, do have to mention, we talked about the Menendez brothers, what was it, about a month ago?
Yes.
And how much pressure since the documentary came out recently there is from social media and everybody else to get their sentence reduced. And they have gotten that done. Eric and Lyle Menendez will have a new shot at freedom after 35 years behind bars for murdering their parents in L.A. The ruling from Los Angeles County Superior Court Judge Michael Jessick reduced the brothers' sentences from life in prison without parole to 50 years to life. It'll make them immediately eligible for parole, and the state parole board will decide whether or not to release them. And based on all of the pressure that led to this moment, I wonder if they'll be out of prison here in the next few years. I find it insane, Connor. I still find it crazy. They murdered their parents with shotguns. That's what happened. An absolute bloody mess in that LA home. I know it's been a while. I know they were kids. I know you can view it through a mistake, but mistaking to a mistake ultimately that cost your parents their life through shotgun shells. That's, I don't know. I just don't know if these guys should be let out, but hey, the pressure has gotten to the LA Superior County Judge Michael Jessick. Now we need to go ahead and get up out of here. We'll send you off to game 5, Celtics versus Knicks. Knicks are trying to close it out, and we'll talk about that, among other things, on tomorrow's show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.